Page 3, Overview. Charge: review and examine the oppressive structures that perpetuate harm to historically and systemically marginalized stakeholders of the region, explore alternative organizational structures, and present findings to the board. Plain language summary. We will be examining the ways that the executive board operates which perpetuate harm to BIPOC, LGBTQIA2+, and disabled stakeholders, exploring new ways of doing things, and presenting what we find to the MAR executive board during the spring meeting. In recognizing that at the time of the charge, the executive board was entirely white-passing and historically so, this ad hoc is actively working to mitigate harmful practices and structures within the MAR executive board. This represents the initial phase of a much longer process toward becoming an anti-oppressive organization. Acknowledgements. The ad hoc would like to thank every person who participated in this initial data gathering phase. We recognize and greatly value the shared experiences of each person, as well as the emotional labor required to engage in anti-oppressive topics. We are particularly grateful for the time spent gathering resources and learning, and hope that each member of the MAR Executive Board can review the resources that we have compiled. Many interviewees were able to process their experiences through the interview process, and we are honored to have been witness to this process. We also noted that many interviewees appeared to benefit from engaging with the topic, and we highly recommend that conversations continue on the MAR Executive Board so that all members may have the opportunity to engage with DEI topics on a regular basis. We must also note the irony in the formality of this written document, as one of the findings of this ad hoc is the, quote, worship of the written word, being a remnant of white supremacy culture. This document has been created in an effort to increase transparency for all stakeholders. We recognize that formalized written documents are not the preferred form of knowledge sharing and gain for many. If anyone would like to reach out to the ad hoc to engage in other forms of knowledge sharing, we welcome the opportunity. Methods, timeline. Here we have a chart. Column A is the period and column B is the task. October 2020, 1. MAR Fall Business Meeting ad hoc was formed and given a charge from the executive board. 2. First official meeting of the ad hoc. A. Wrote plain language summary. B. Constructed questions for the interviews. C. Established who to interview. D. Wrote open call to be disseminated via newsletter. November 2020. 1. Began interviews. December 2020 through February 2021. 1. Conducted interviews. 2. Ad hoc met regularly. March through April 2021. 1. Conducted final interviews. 2. Prepared for MAR regional conference presentation. 3. Began data distillation process. 4. Presented status at a March 21st, 2021 executive board meeting. A. Ad hoc requested extension until summer transition meeting to complete charge. May 2021. 1. Data distillation process continued. 2. Began data analysis process. A. Formulated themes. 3. Began to formulate recommendations. June 2021. 1. Final data analysis conducted. 2. Recommendations created. 3. Final report written. Data collection. Interviews. This section details the process and procedures for the interviews, how and why the questions provided for the interviews were chosen, communication to membership that occurred, interview procedures, and recording and confidentiality. Questions from Anti-Oppressive Ad Hoc Committee. The question used for the interviews were constructed following the guidelines for anti-oppressive organizations as presented by the Anti-Oppressive Resource and Training Alliance, AORTA, Appendix A. members of the ad hoc familiarized themselves with the resource and reworded the main categories into questions. In this way, the ad hoc did not impose any of their own assumptions about anti-oppressive practice into the construction of the questions. Interview procedures. Scheduling interviews. The ad hoc reached out to leaders of the MAR-AMTA committees both during executive board meetings and individually through email. We first reached out by asking people's preferred availability, Appendix B. This availability was put into a chart document to keep track of availability of both the interviewer and interviewee, Appendix C. Follow-up emails were sent as needed. Additionally, announcements were also offered to the MAR-AMTA stakeholders, current members and non-members, through three primary outlets, email, social media, and at membership meetings, Appendix D. At each MAR-AMTA membership and business meeting following the start of the ad hoc, a designated member of the ad hoc spoke about progress and tasks. Communication with the executive board was identified as an important component of the work of the ad hoc, especially in an effort to increase transparency with all stakeholders and recognize the immediate needs of historically marginalized groups. Conducting interviews. Interviews were conducted through Zoom. The ad hoc requested that these interviews be recorded to support data analysis, as well as to create a reconsultable record through video. These videos also allowed for increased reliability of results as multiple members of the ad hoc were able to view interview content. Based on the interviewee preference, some interviews were recorded and others were not. In the cases of those who chose not to be recorded, the interviewer transcribed the interview throughout. Select interviewees chose to type out personal responses to the questions. These were emailed to the interviewer. Additionally, it should be noted that some interviewees requested to not have their videos uploaded to a shared Google Drive folder. In these cases, the chosen interviewer utilized a member checking process to ensure acceptable reliability. All data, excluding those who chose to remain completely private, including videos, typed out interviewee interviewer transcription, and typed out personal responses were stored in a private file on the MAR-AMTA Government Relations Chair G Suite email drive. The email addresses that had access to those files were the MAR-AMTA Government Relations Chair CJ Shiloh, MAR-AMTA Government Relations Chair-elect Stephanie Sofield, MAR-AMTA Immediate Past President Michael Viega, and MAR-AMTA Secretary Lauren Stoner. D. Identification process. Most interviewees expressed significant fear regarding completing interviews. Anonymity was guaranteed to the best of the interviewer's abilities. Adjustments were made for those interviewees who felt unsafe with all four members of the ad hoc having access to interview content. To address anonymity, only the four members of the ad hoc had access to the folders where videos, data distillation, data analysis, and results documents were kept. On June 14, 2021, the entire folder was deleted from the Government Relations Google Drive. Additionally, all email correspondence with interviewees was deleted as well. A separate folder was created for the next ad hoc. The folder contains only the contents of this document. To further protect the anonymity of interviewees, interviewees were given random computer-generated alphanumeric codes, which can be found on the documentation of the ad hoc's time and task sheet. Regional Conference Concurrent Session. Quote, initial findings of the MAR Anti-Oppressive Accountability Ad Hoc Committee, end quote. While discussing how the MAR-EB may begin to be more transparent with membership, the VP of Conference Planning-Elect suggested that the ad hoc present at the regional conference. The ad hoc chose to use this session time for attendee reflection of the interview questions, as well as communication about the ad hoc's charge, the ad hoc's progress, resources gathered and implemented, achievements, and general preliminary distilled results. The ad hoc also encouraged those in attendance to submit their responses and reflections of the questions anonymously through Google Doc form offered in the chat of the presentation. This data was added to the results. The document contains a link to conference presentation slides. Questions from presentation audience. Thank you for sharing the AORTA document. How do the actions taken by this committee, i.e. questions, interviews of current board committee members, align with the document's suggestion for, quote, interruption and change-making, end quote? Are there other past or future planned actions that have happened outside of the board/committee interviews that align with this guiding document? Next question. I have seen a number of posts from music therapists on social media that equate state recognition/regulation with oppressive practices. As members of this ad hoc committee, but also of the MAR executive board, what is your response to this view? Next question. Are affinity groups being collaborated with for the goals of the committee? Data collation, distillation, and analysis. The interview served as the primary source of data. Each member of the ad hoc committee was assigned to watch and transcribe a set of interviews. The transcriptions of each interview, i.e. the raw data, were distilled and coded. The members of the ad hoc met frequently to discuss each interview, collaborate, and debrief. The following steps were taken towards analysis, mirroring the process of thematic qualitative analysis, Braun and Clark, 2006. 1. Familiarization with the data. Each member became familiar with the interview across various stages of data generation. Members read each other's raw data, summary, and analytic notes. Then, meeting via Zoom, each member read their data summaries aloud and the group distillation notes were created. This process allowed us to become deeply familiar and immersed with the content of each interview. 2. Coding. Going question by question, each interview was distilled and given a label that began to identify important features of the data that might be relevant to answering this research question. These codes were collated to bring to our group meetings for discussion. 3. Generating initial themes. This phase involved examining the codes and collected data together as a group to identify significant broader patterns of meaning, potential themes. Group collation notes were created. 4. Reviewing themes. This phase involved going over initial themes when discussing each interview to determine that they tell a convincing story of the data and one that answers the research questions. Patterns of shared meaning, underpinned by a central concept or idea, began to emerge. Saturation began to occur, signaling a shift to the next stage. 5. Defining and naming themes. This phase involved developing a detailed analysis of each theme, working out the scope and focus of each theme, and determining the story of each. It also involves deciding on an informative name for each theme. 6. Writing up. This final phase involved weaving together the analytic narrative and data extracts and contextualizing the analysis in relation to existing literature.